Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to have an opportunity to come before you again. The call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. You just press 1. We'll make sure you get you on the chat line. We'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then we'll quickly ask you to offer your name, location, and take your time to give your conversation about the topics we're talking about. Now, the web link, if you just want to hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And we're excited because, you know, this is Wonderful Wednesday, Hump Day. Some people say it in the middle of the week, so it's an opportunity for you to get over the hump and move toward a more relaxing time, hopefully, for the weekend. Stay at home. That's what it's all about. We know it is COVID-19. It is spiking all over the country. We're listening to governors now putting into mandatory mask ordinance to take a step to be us for us to be responsible. It should be a personal responsibility. Our hashtag is One Life Matter and hashtag responsibility. It is your responsibility to wear a mask. It's your responsibility to make sure you follow all the responsible things to do, 6 feet apart. Make sure you do that. Make sure you wash your hands for 20 seconds. And if you have access to warm soap and water, make sure, if not, do some type of hand sanitizer. And then make sure you stay at home. That's a responsibility you have to accept. If it's not essential, you know what's going on. You know it's out there. And don't let anybody fool you that it is not deadly. It is deadly. So you hear people, okay, they survived it, but you may not be the one to survive it, or your family members, because if you go out and you're not even well, you're in contract, you share it with your family members. We're going to talk about COVID-19 and also the social unrest that occurred recently and how it relates to sports. Now, will there be sports in 2020? We are looking kind of shaky right now. So, especially dealing with football, and everybody seems to think everything's going to be okay. It's not okay. You got your commissioner scratching their head. Now, if you also want to email the show, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet the show, you can go to talkingsportsplus with the number one, at Lorenza D. Smith, at Elliot Darrow with the number one, at Tremaine Edwards with number seven, at coach_L_Smith. And, you know, we have a awesome group of individuals to join us to propel this show to be the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. I want to make sure I introduce those individuals. I'd like to do it as they join on the line. We have one of the co-hosts already on the line, but I'm going to make sure I let you know who's a part of the team. Then when I introduce this young man, hails as one of our co-hosts down in South Alabama. He travels up to Montgomery over to Troy and down to Dothan. He's known as the conductor of the E-Train. He's the Don King of all things. None other than our radio personality, Darrell E. Train Elliott. He calls in. He's an expert in regards to our topics. He's a big supporter. We appreciate having him as a member of our team. Also, we have the lady of the hour. She's a young, exciting coach who loves to take the challenge on. She's now known in our circle as the queen. None other than a millennial and the woman of the hour, or the lady of the hour, I'll be one to call it. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith. Also, we have from South Central Alabama. He retired from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He's our high school expert. I'm so proud to have him join us from time to time. None other than Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. Another millennial we have. We're so excited to have him as well from Central Alabama. A young man that's just thriving on several things, especially his technology. Love working with technology. However, he's not able to be here tonight, but he's always coming in from time to time, offering that expertise, none other than Coach Cameron Gearman. Last but not least, young man, I'm so excited to have him as a part of this team. Last week he had a birthday, and we gave him a shout out for his birthday last week. So we glad to have him with us. He's known as the King. He's formerly was at Chapman Middle School, head basketball coach of girls and boys, won five or six city championships in basketball, three or four with the boys in basketball. That's your varsity team, and had an opportunity to be a part of two football. None other than the King, as we give him the shout out and the recognition, Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Coach Trey?
How you doing, Dr. Smith? Glad to be here tonight, Dr. Smith. Hot topic, baby. Hot topic. Let's get this thing started.
Yes, sir. We got some hot topics tonight. We're going to be talking about COVID-19 in regards to what is going to create for our football season, our fall sports in 2020, as well as social unrest. So we're going to have an awesome night. Thank you, Coach, for joining us. Let me share before Coach and I get started with this, and as our other individuals join in, we want to make sure we give them that introduction. It may not be as long as I just did, but enough to make sure they're on the line so they can share their thoughts as well. We're being broadcast by Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. That's my Facebook page. go check us out. We post everything on there. We tag you as much as we can. We appreciate those individuals joining us as of now on Facebook. Thank you so much. It's a joy to have those individuals on here so far. Thank you so much. And I'm trying to give some out of way right there. Also, we're being broadcast as well on Instagram. And that's my page, Lorenza. Well, I'll do the one, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Check us out on that as well. We have several people on Instagram right now. Thank you for taking time. We want you to relax. You know, get you something cold to drink. If you want to get it warm, like some tea or a coffee, however you want to call it, a libation, whatever you can call your libation. Get you something to snack on after dinner time and just relax. And let's enjoy an awesome night as we talk about historical Black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States, and how it relates to COVID-19 as well as social unrest. Coach, let's make this thing do what it do. And we're going to get started off talking about the many cancellations. There's been several cancellations, and the list continues to grow for the fall sports in the college level. We don't know about the NFL right now in regards to the fall sports, and the high schools are just holding on, because if we continue with the outbreaks, where we're in some cases we're not being responsible, when we're getting 10,000 to 13,000 cases at a daytime in a certain state or surrounding area, or we're getting it over a 9-day period over 1,000 individuals, we have a concern. COVID-19 is here, so be responsible. So, Coach, let's talk about the cancellation, and we'll start off truly. I'm going to go back, and Coach going to join in with me. That's the king himself. We're going to go back to in April or May, you had a school district, a county out in California decide to go to online classes, which would affect their athletics some sense, even though some people attempted to still play, but they was going on. We were talking about your colleges and talking about effect. Now, if they were not on campus, it was going to be hard to participate in any kind of fall sports. So that was the tip of the iceberg. Everybody considered, all your talking heads and pundits criticized L.A., district, the county of L.A., for taking that measure too early to make that call. And everybody just went along in May into June, like, oh, things are looking better. We're going to have a regular season. Now we're getting crunch time. We're getting conferences going to conference-only schedule. We're having some conference just completely cancel the season, canceled it out, or either possibly postpone it to the spring. Coach, let's share your thoughts on that. It's Coach Edwards. He's going to share his thoughts in regards to the cancellation and how the list continues to grow.
Okay, Dr. Smith, let me check this, my notes off with you. With the conferences, we all knew the power. If anybody would survive COVID-19, we knew the Power Five would be the top-notch jokers to go through with it. Now, what I do not agree with is the confinement of playing inside your conference. Right now, I think schools are ought to help other schools, and I feel like if you have a smaller school that is trying to play, like, I'm going to say, a Murray State or a Middle Tennessee that are still, wide open, and they might be a Toledo, and they play, an Ohio team or whatnot, Kentucky or whatnot, I feel like they ought to be able to play, because that's, like you said, Dr. Smith, that's a money game for them, and I think that's what keeps those schools afloat. So for the SEC and the Big Ten, the Pac-12, the Big 12, and the ACC to say they're going to an in-conference schedule is almost selfish. This is my opinion. The reason why I say that is because they talk about the travel ban. The travel ban doesn't matter. Like I was expressing with you, I think, earlier this week, Dr. Smith, the SEC has 10 states. So they're going to be traveling. And most of the SEC schools are hot spots. Florida is a hot spot. Louisiana is a hot spot. Alabama is a hot spot. Georgia is a hot spot. So every SEC school is a hot spot, almost in a hot spot state. So with the Big Ten saying at first not to play Notre Dame, when Notre Dame is initially in Indiana, is absurd to me. If I was going to do that, I would have had an exception for Notre Dame. Notre Dame is an independent school, as we know. They play a lot of Big Ten schools, and they play a lot of ACC schools. So right now they're in a world of hurt. So to establish their dominance or their role in COVID-19, they have to get a campus. So that's what they're going to learn from this situation. But all in all, it's a lot of craziness going on. People don't want to make decisions, Dr. Smith. Everyone holding out, and that's crazy to me. But with the state of Alabama, we all have to get on the same page if anything is going to go on. I saw that Georgia, Fulton County Schools, told their students, if you're doing virtual school, you can't play athletic. You can't do extracurricular activities. So that's going to be that's throwing a boomerang over there. So, and it makes sense. I was talking to the athletes about virtual school and the requirements of virtual school in Alabama. And I was talking to a parent, and she was saying, well, my child ain't going to nobody's school, but he going to football practice. And so, you know, I did the hot face, the sun, and the eye face, Dr. Smith, because that didn't make sense to me. If you're going to be scared of COVID, be scared of it all the time. Don't be scared because they're playing football. I think football is more of a way to contract it more than the classroom, Dr. Smith, because you're sweating. And like you say, Dr. Smith, you got spit slinging everywhere. You got sweat slinging everywhere. You got blood slinging everywhere. So, I mean, let's be real. If they can't go to the classroom, they ought to not be able to play sports. And the key with the classroom is very key, too. And this virtual school ain't going to be how people think it is, Dr. Smith. It ain't going to be like a college course where you need your work when you want to. You're going to be in that virtual school when that teacher puts that video up. If you're not in class, you're going to be accounted as that. So it's gonna be the real deal, Dr. Smith. So a lot of these parents think they go, we'll do the work when we get a test. Nah, it ain't finna work like that. They're gonna be accountable for them classrooms, and they're gonna have to be there. And their internet is gonna have to be legit. Their computers are gonna have to be legit. So it's gonna be a wake up call, Dr. Smith. And I'm you excited? I'm excited and I'm kind of scared to see how this is going to work, Dr.
Exactly. And, Coach, I think it may be we got a lot of feedback with your mic or whatever you're using that is kind of cluttering your words up. So just kind of look and see what you can make the adjustment on right there, because I made adjustment on the volume on this end. But Coach is so correct on that end. I think one of the misunderstandings, since we're talking about the cancellation and postponing of fall sports, is that we think that we can go play this sport, but we don't have to be around the people in the classroom. Some of the schools we talk about made major decisions. Some conferences have made major decisions. You have the Big Ten made the decision to only play the conference schedule. You have the Pac-12 decided to play on the conference schedule. You had other conferences decide to postpone or to the spring, or cancel completely. You have the CIAA, which is a historical black college and university conference, which is a Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. They decided. The SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, decided to cancel or fall in line with the postponement. Yes, it's all about COVID, but what's coming from COVID, meaning in regards to if you're going to practice responsibility, falling in line with safety measures, if you don't have the money to be able to do it, don't try to put your school in a situation when you know you will not be able to make that money back. Some of these schools that at that Division II level, which is what the CIAA is, and the SIAC operates under this Division II of the NCAA, the funding is not there. You have to play teams to help you be able to play at that level, and they move up and play teams on the FCS level, which is Division I AA level, which we have two historical conferences that falls in that, the Historical Black Colleges and University, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference and the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. So those Division II play up, sometimes even to a higher level to try to get that funding. But when you see that you cannot afford to pay $6 to $7 per test, where you got to test them 3 to 4 times a week, those athletes on campus, I don't see it. That's an expensive thing, and people have to realize sports – should, if the funding keeping it from being the major priority and life is not, then I'm glad that the funding keeps those schools making those decisions. Like, the list going to grow more and more. Yeah, Langston, I understand they also cancel out or either not going to play it as well. Hampton, if I'm not, Hampton or even Howard, I want to make sure I get it right on the end, decided not to, but I think it's Hampton because they moved over to the Big South. They have decided not to compete this fall. It is a serious matter. We got to take the response. COVID-19 requires a responsibility. Somehow, I think it haven't hit in our secondary level along athletics. Somehow, we think because they're at that level. Let me read you something. I noticed that was a headline. The Georgia High School Athletic Association reported that 300 student athletes and athletic staff tested positive for coronavirus during the summer workout. They said that just a small portion, but that's 300 players, staff person testing positive. Once they get out and get, this was during summer workout. When they get back in school, if you say you're going to try to open your doors, since that's a press from the top leadership to get the doors open and don't have a plan to deal with it, don't have a roadmap, all these foolish things been going said, you don't have a roadmap to deal with protecting our young people. We have to protect lives. And I know that's a challenge for some people to see, just like Coach Edwards just stated about you can't send your child to school because you're afraid of your child contracting COVID-19 or coronavirus, but you can send them to football practice. You can make sure you have football workouts. I don't understand that part. What is the confusion here? And I think a lot of parents need to really look at the situation and see what's a priority, what you needed. Some people say, I already have an answer. Well, Coach, you just talking. No, I did my time. I know how important our young people is in playing sports because I did it myself. Coach Edwards done it. I consider life to be important. That's what I consider. And for anybody that tells me that when these cancellations occur, it's too fast, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's better to have a plan of action to make a decision now. If you don't get hit hard later on, but what if you do be on the other side of it and you lose one life? All it takes that. I'm not speaking anything negative, but that's what it takes. We have to take the caution and be precautioned about what we're doing and make decisions for life instead of decision for a buck. It ain't all about the money. And you can sit up and say, what I'm going to do, I got to do this, I got to make the money, but it won't do anything to do it when you're burying a family member, or burying a child, or burying a parent, or burying a grandparent, or a relative. I don't see how that you could be thinking to the point where that's okay. Don't think just because you had it one time, you can't have it again. Especially when you did a 14-day quarantine. You just had damage done to you. Now the second round is going to be tough. And we have to accept the reality. We got to practice responsible measures. No longer I say that, responsible measures. You have to make sure you do that. Coach, so that's what we're looking at. Any other thoughts you want to share on that, Coach, in regards to this list of fall sports being either canceled, postponed, pushed back? But the list continued to grow. Can you share any thoughts on that, Coach?
No, Dr. Swift. I'm a fall on the season. Am I good now, Dr. Swift, with the mic? Or is it still?
It's a lot better. It's a lot better now, Coach. It's a lot better.
It's a gift for Gab, Dr. Smith. Like I was talking with a head official of the city, and he was playing the numbers game, and that's what they're doing. Like the whole United States is playing the numbers game. But my issue with everything is, why aren't we being proactive with this situation? If we knew it could get this bad. See, that's why I question a lot of stuff that Dr. Fauci, and like I tell people, I can't put this all on Trump. Because this is the key, Dr. Smith. If it's this bad now, Dr. Smith, if we had already did a mandatory mask, and you know now, if we do this 2 weeks, it's going to slow it down drastically. I don't understand why we weren't doing this in the beginning. Why does it take us to see a fight before we try to be proactive with the situation? But all this comes to play, Dr. Smith, even in the school system. I fuss about that. Let's be proactive to a situation so when it comes, we know how to handle it. I think if I'm the governor of the state, I mean, I got all the authority. When March hit, I would have been mandatory mask until the whole summer. And if I keep my mask on at least through the summer, we can at least be low enough to open schools in the fall. But it's a double standard. It's a lose-lose situation with COVID-19. I feel like our leaders have let us down tremendously. And that falls from the top down. I'm not giving anyone any leeway. I don't want to hear the bickering up there and whatnot, because everyone is saying the same thing. If it's this serious, I think more initiative should have been taking place, Dr. Smith. And like you said, the people that are getting paid the money do not want to make the decisions, the decision makers. These are the people we vote in these positions. These are the people that have interviewed for these positions. And they getting up there and saying the typical thing, wash your hands and put your mask on and social distance. No, we got to do a little more. When that doesn't work, let's do a little more, Dr. Smith. Let's shut down the state. And it don't have to be for weeks. I can shut down the state for 1 week at a time, Dr. Smith. We'll go 1 week on, 1 week off, just to slow the spread. I really don't think anyone show the initiative to even slow this down. And for them, and this is the key, Dr. Smith, and you know, I look at life in a sense right now. These kids need school, Dr. Smith. And this is what I'm saying. You know, a lot of these people talking about virtual schools, and they kids the ones flunking in regular school. So what you think they're going to do in virtual school, Dr. Smith? And in that sense, I think we need to wait till at least October to start. Because I don't agree with the virtual school, Dr. Smith. It's only so much a teacher can do. It's only so much a teacher can handle. But it's a mess, Dr. Smith. This is a mess.
And what we have to keep in mind, as Coach was saying, that it's a decision you have to make and what you think's best for your child. We have to understand that we're not only talking about our children, we're talking about your parents that the children come around, you as a parent or your grandparent, other individuals. And see, that's what the biggest problem. And like Coach was saying about shutting in the mask situation, I think from the beginning, really no one felt like it was going to get this far, from the top all the way down to the bottom. They didn't think, and I'm saying in leadership role, even individuals still at this point don't think it's really, the numbers are not real. I think some numbers are being fudged a little bit. I think some numbers are not being underreported. And I think that once we start accepting the reality that it is real, these cancellations you see, you will say this is the best thing to kind of get it in order. For example, coaches said about a mask for, you know, whether for, I mean, shut it down for a week or so. You have the governor coming today on tomorrow at 5 o'clock and state is a mandatory, in the state of Alabama, mandatory mask up until the 31st. So you're talking about 2 weeks. All we talk about now is slowing the numbers down. The numbers not going to slow down when individuals, you only address that when they have to go into a business. As long as they're outside, they don't have to have a mask. And the thing about it, a lot of people can, like in Montgomery, it's already been an order in there, and it was like a group of 10 and above. If you're an 8 or 9, you could be around one person. So we have something we seriously got to look at if we want to save lives. It ain't all about, and I tell everybody, it ain't all about playing a football. It ain't about playing no volleyball. It ain't all about that. You can do without that. Because if you do contract it, forget what people telling you, and I'm telling you, those people who have truly contracted it, you may have had phases of it, and they said, well, okay, you may have it, and you can take 14 days, but it's damage done because it's it attacks your respiratory system. It attacks your blood system. You cannot, when you get damaged, you just can't replace it by just staying at home 14 days. And if you're into a point where you have to go into the hospital, you see some of the people. Some people are not coming out. Let's start taking this thing. Let's be responsible enough to use whatever measures we have now. Yes, before, we didn't think it. We still don't think it because the lieutenant governor of the state of Alabama just came right behind your governor talking about he didn't think that the mandate was, you know, it was overstepping her bounds. But they, governor, lieutenant governor, come on, we got to get on the same page. We got to stop looking for our interests. And he's speaking out, talking about it about being a constitutional thing. We're not doing it. We mandating something, taking infringing on somebody's property rights. What are we talking about? What's wrong with this guy?
Somewhere else, Dr. Mm-hmm. Smith. That's what I'm talking about. It starts from the top and filters down. So if I give you no choice, you're going to do what you're supposed to do. So I think it should have been a mandatory mask, period. When you step out your house or when you step out your car, it should be mandatory. Like, they're going to have to buckle down. But like I said, it's only so much to do, because how do you police it, Dr. Phil? And I keep telling folks that. How do you police that situation? It's hard to get a police to pull somebody over or ticket somebody for a mask, because we going to act the fool, Dr. Phil. Oh, you putting me over for a mask. I can hear that now, Dr. Phil. Right now.
It's going to be said because the opportunity had been already set forth already. And the thing about it is that if you got a lieutenant governor saying that, you know, you're overstepping your bounds by doing this because you're hurting a man's right to have a business, what are you talking about? What about our right to live? How stopping people from dying? Come on, let's keep this real. This is our thoughts on it. 347-857-4192 is a call-in number. We want you to be a part of it. We have several people. I want to give them a shout out on Instagram. We have Tracy Royale. Thank you very much. We have Noblin Soap Works. Thank you very much. We have Pretty McFadden joining us as well. Nicole Davidson, thank you for joining us. Yvette Smith, thank you very much, Yvette, for your support. My frat brother Ralph H. Harris, thank you, frat brother out of Georgia. Antoinette Robinson, thank you so much. Kim Sellers Bates, thank you so much. We have several other people I want to give a shout out. We have, Emma Hunter, thank you. Let me give you a wave. We have Latay Pickett, thank you so much. Latay, good friend, one of our guest on our first show of our Monday night show, which was Real Talk at the time. Thank you, Latte. My sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Dana Bowser, Mamacita Zuma out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Check her out. You know, get a shirt. She have a shirt available. It costs $20 and the shipping is $5. And I purchased one and it'll be here very soon. And I'm going to wear it for the show. Then have Mackenzie Smith, my niece. Thank you so much for joining us. So far, those individuals joining. Let's kind of move our topic, Coach. We're going to kind of move it to the possibility that we have in these postponements, the cancellation, and moving to the spring. What's your thoughts in regards to the spring? Football being played in the spring, along with possibility of basketball, because that's something they got to look at as well. Because those athletes, you'll normally come on campus in the fall. All athletes come on in the fall. So if you're not able to, you know, maintain and do what you need to do for school this fall, whether you have a mask, mandatory campus wear, I know that's one of Alabama State University is one of the schools I know have it, and several others are adopting that. How are you all going to be able to keep your basketball players and all your players and students away in regards to that? What you think about it? And if you cancel it, all the fall sports and moving to the spring, you got everything on top of. What's your thoughts? We're going to take a minute and talk about what you think, how this is going to affect the draft, how it's going to affect players who are looking to go into the draft if they want to play to the spring.
Dr. Smith, that's going to be tough. I was talking to an individual that was trying to enroll early in college, and he was like, well, shoot, I'm going to miss my whole senior year, you know, but, you know, I'm going to start college early. So, you know, the initiative to that, they can probably play in the spring semester. That'll be like the fall, so they will be eligible to play that spring. And that's an issue, too, Dr. Smith. I was looking at that. Are they going to let those kids that graduate early from high school play in that spring? You see what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? Because they're going to miss a lot of training all the way up into that. So it's a gift for gab, Dr. Smith. It's almost like we got to play it. Like I said, Dr. Smith, if it's that much of an issue, if I need my numbers to go down, I'm going to start school around October, or I can wait till right in the middle of September. So I just think we're going, like I said again, Dr. Smith, we're not being proactive about a situation. And these high school, middle school, high school kids are different, Dr. Smith. Like I said, you got a lot of guys that are on the fence between getting a scholarship and not getting a scholarship. So to wait till the spring or not have a season is going to be drastic for a lot of kids. It's tough, Dr. Smith. It's tough. But like I said, I really don't think we're being proactive enough for this situation. I feel like we've just been talking about, the upper authority are not doing what they're supposed to. They're not on the same page. And it's just a headache, Dr. Smith. And it's almost like, what are we to think? You know what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? You got coaches, and this is an issue, too. You got coaches at D2 schools, D3 schools, that are coaching for teams that are barely hanging on by a thread athletically. So if they don't have a season, you got coaches losing jobs, you know, families displaced. It's a lot. We got a long way to go, Dr. Smith. And if we're going to get there, we got to get there together, Dr. Smith. And the way we're going now, everyone's going where they want to go. There's another issue, too, Dr. Smith. I'm going to give you one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. The thing with the colleges, Power Fives, what they're doing now, the kids are finna come back, Dr. Smith. The football players are coming back. they are finna bubble these kids. So right now, colleges are working on plans to house the kids with coronavirus. See, that's kind of difficult to me because if you test positive on my campus, I'm trying to get you from around my campus. I might send you home. You see what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? So that's crazy too, because as a parent, I got to drive and get my daughter with coronavirus and take her home. I'm risking myself. You see what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? So what the colleges are doing now, they're giving a quarantine floor. Now, how responsible a college student is with that situation is going to be different. So we're going to see how this goes out there.
And that's why we're talking about it right now. I want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to offer your location, name, if you choose to, and offer your expertise. We're talking about COVID-19 is affecting our upcoming fall sports and where they may be pushed back to spring sports. No one has the perfect answer, but you can't take a chance to put situations like Coach is saying, everybody talking about coming back to the college campus now. And you got students that are going to come back that are athletes that may be in the bubble from the beginning when it's training camp. But when all the students come back, just like when the players come back, some students coming back too as well. So you got a situation where you may be the one fine taking care of yourself, but you so happen to be around somebody who wants to have a COVID-19 party and see who can get infected first. This is the kind of thing you're dealing with. So we got to realize, no, we don't want to shut the country down again because we're worried about the business. That's what is so important now, the business, lives or not. But the bottom line is we got to be practical, too, with this whole picture. We know people are not going to be able to. You might not be able to do it. You may have to move to virtual for that college level. It might be for schools, too. It is not like we didn't know about it. It's been since March when we shut the schools down. The people in the position should understand what virtual learning is all about and how it can improve because you didn't do it right during that time. You just thought you were going to make it through. And honestly, I just think everybody thought it was going to be gone. It was going to be gone by the summer because remember the statement, heat, it can't survive in heat. But you forgot, it can mutate to whatever it wants to. That's what we got to remember. Now we got to stop making guesses on what's going to happen and make some decisions that's going to save lives. All the things we may have wanted to do, we may not have to and could do it. So we may look at playing in the spring if it's better. But from your medical, I don't care what anybody say. I'm going to go with the people that are saying that the things that really are coming to fruition. Let's keep that in mind. And they say, if it says it's going to be going to 18 months or maybe 2 years, believe those people. Because it's not going to be over in October. That's going to be your second wave coming. And you're going to have a third wave. So we have to get ready and prepare to do what's best. That's what we can call a responsibility or whatever you want to call it. If we want to continue to come out in maybe 21 and 22 in a better position, that's what we have to do. We're talking about fall sports. We're talking about is it possible to be fall, but COVID-19 is sending a message. You got SEC commissioners and the athletic director with commissioner making decisions. You have the commissioners that was on a call with all the commissioners of all the conferences, the Power Five conference. When they got out, the first thing happened. The Big Ten commission made a decision. We ain't playing up a conference game. The Pac-12. So everybody's singing it together, but when they get out, they have to make decisions based on their area because places like that are going to be hit hard. We're being hit hard in Alabama. And we have to make sure of that. So we're going to look and see how that fall sports. I would love to discuss, well, what's going to hurt the draft. The draft's not going to mean nothing if you ain't allowed to see the draft. So we got to understand that. And we got to understand, if you got to play it in the spring, the NFL is going to make their adjustments. They're going to make their adjustments. So don't think that these players have to set out so they won't have to play because of that. don't think if they choose to sit out, they choose to sit out in fall. They can sit out in. They ain't got to wait till the spring because they think it's going to hurt their back because they think they're in good position. That's fine. But we got to understand that we have to make the adjustment because we're talking about how COVID-19 has changed and will change sports in 2020. That's what this topic is all about tonight. All right, Coach Trey, we're going to kind of bounce this thing and move to our historical black colleges and universities. We know that the CIAA and the SIAC cancel fall sports for 2020. And it's due to coronavirus. That's what it's all about. People can tell you anything different because of the economic impact. Not that they're playing, it's the economic impact to keep their players safe and healthy so they can be able to participate. It requires funding that a lot of our schools do not have when we're talking about our Division 1AA, which is FCS, or our Division 2, 3, NAIA. Don't have the funding. A lot of the Power Five, a lot of the Group of Five that's part of the Division One, gonna struggle. So we got so much going on, but we're gonna talk about those conferences that in the historical black colleges besides the CIAA and the SIAC to ask the question, what are they waiting on? We want to ask that question. We're asking you, what are they waiting on? What are the Southwest Athletic Conference waiting on? What is the MEAC waiting on? Are you waiting to see what the Power Five and the Group of Five is going to do? You need to make decisions one way or the other. If your decision by not making the decision is an indication, I don't think so. Because some decisions are going to be made by the end of this month. And they're going to be made by the SEC, all the ACC. They're going to be made by the Big 12. All of them going to be made, the Group of Five. So you get ready to make it. What you think about that, Coach? Your SWAC and your MEAC having to make a decision whether they're going to be able to play these games or not, or are they just going to have to try to play a conference schedule when we know they don't have the funding, not much funding than those other schools, to be able to pay $67 per test for 150 or 135, 140 people. You have to do it at least three times a week. What's your thoughts on that, Coach?
Well, Dr. Smith, I'm going to say this. I don't see how it's taking this long for us to make the decision. Dr. Smith, I'm going to just talk about the schools in the state of Alabama. And over the past 5 years, we've been discussing, I know at least two of the three of the years, we discussed over not having a football season. Dr. Smith, I know that has been in talk because of money. We can't travel. We can't do this. So I don't know what's taking so long, Dr. Smith, because I really don't think we can recover from a hit. Only SWAC schools that I can see that can probably do that is the thick schools are like Grambling and Southern. But the key with that, you can't have but so many people in your state. So I think everybody get hit. So it's going to be how can we recover. Now, if you don't have a season, you got a better chance of recovering next year. But if you have a season and you deplete all that money you got in your account, shoot, you in the world of hurt next year when the corona. And this is the key, Dr. Smith. The coronavirus will be gone and you won't have no football team. And that'll be crazy. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
It's gonna be crazy because it's like you said, it's either we take a break and wait because like a lot of people are still pushing the issue to do something for the spring. I don't think they need to do that. Like I was talking to a Tennessee coach. He said, "Yeah, man, they talking about us holding off until the spring." I said, "They're gonna be running y'all to death, man." I said, y'all going to run all y'all sports in the spring? He was like, yeah, we're going to start probably February. I said, shoot. I said, first of all, that's one of the coldest months in Nashville or in Tennessee, period. And I said, y'all open the door to catch the flu. I said, then it's going to flip on y'all. So is a gift of gab, Dr. Smith. Like you said, it's going to be so many strains of colds running through that. If they do that thing in the spring, Dr. Smith, it's going to be crazy. But it's one thing, Dr. Smith, that I know you probably haven't noticed. But have you noticed the weather hasn't been that bad with all this virus going on? The tornadoes and the hurricanes, the tropical storms, all that has slowed down. And that is crazy to me, Dr. Smith, because I remember the spring used to be the worst time for storms. We out of school for storms. We out of school, and the storms don't get bad. You know, we have a couple rainy days, but ain't no weather got bad as has been the last couple years, Dr. Smith. No weather has got bad, and that's crazy how the weather is working now. It's crazy, Dr. Smith. We in new territory, Dr. Smith. New territory.
And that's one of the things we have to keep in mind, you know, things like what we normally encounter when we're talking about, we hit a heat wave, we're talking about it's going to be a little warm the last few days, and will be, and things will begin to change. And I know for sure down in South Florida, what we normally encounter right coming up to August, you know, from June 1st all the way to December 30th is hurricane weather season. And you only heard the light things that go through, and I think one of us Faye that came through, and it didn't cause too much of a stir. We even had a dust storm that come through, something we have never had, and that it was shocking to me. A dust storm, that's what you had. So we got to keep that in mind because of COVID-19. It gives us an opportunity to realize there's a focus that we need to have. We need to get everything in order. And we're going to have to try to make some tough decisions. We're here talking because we're sharing some thoughts we feel dealing with COVID-19 and sports and how we should address that. However, you have to still make decisions on your own because parents are going to have to make decisions. Find out what's your priority. You think it's going to hurt your son from playing at the next level? You know what? He may not play at the next level anyway. And only the chosen few get a chance to play at the next level. So let's think about whether this is going to be a damage in the form of health, how that hurts a child, or hurt an adult, or hurt a family. Trey, last thing, we're going to move on from talking about those historical black colleges and universities. We just wanted to talk about the cancellation of postponement, how it's going to affect them if they play it in the spring, or what's happening to the SWAC, or what happened to the MEAC. Why are they taking so long? Because they will have no more money. I think one of the things I want to kind of touch on while we're talking about that is that Southern did analysis due to not having fans or having 25% of your fans or less than 50% of your fans, and one of the largest attendance during football season. And they said that, you know, they got 20,000 season hold ticket holders. They only can have available 7,500, and they got to practice social distance. And you know what that kills them? You have to do that for 5 or 6 games or 4 or 5 games. Same way for the other school. Look at it. If you're trying to step out and you can't pay this tab or pay this bill, and you know you can't, and you know you don't have the money coming in, you may need to make the decision like the CIAC, make the decision like the Langford, make the decision like the West Texas A&M. Don't worry about playing this fall. It's okay. It's all right because I am a season ticket holder, I'm a tailgate person, but I won't be there. I'm letting everybody know up front. I don't care what it changed. I'm not ready because we're not ready. We're not ready. And then you have Alabama State talking about because they're not able to play Tuskegee in one of their major games to get Tuskegee back on, talking about we're gonna find another opponent. Who's going to come out and pay you on Labor Day? It would draw you the magnitude of a Tuskegee. Even while you was playing move from the Turkey Day Classic, when they play in early, was to get the money because the Turkey Day Classic is not really financially a plus for you. So we got to understand this. Let's make some decisions that will be good for the students on that campus, good for the faculty, staff, their parents, or their families. Let's do that. This COVID-19 is nothing to play with, and some people are taking it for granted. All right, Trey, last but not least, we have about 5 minutes, but we're going to do about 2 minutes because I want to give a shout out to those individuals on these networks. with the High School Athletic Association in Georgia reported 300 student athletes and staff members testing positive during summer workout, what is that going to say for fall workout? How do you feel for the training camp for football? And if you got 300 athletes over there in the state of Georgia, some are still operating and some are taking time off. What do you think about that? If we have the same thing here in native Alabama, when you have 300 athlete contracting or staff person with the numbers combined together contracting COVID-19 or coronavirus, what do you think about that? Should we continue on and just don't worry about those individuals, or maybe shut this thing down on the high school and middle school level?
Dr. Smith, that's up to our government to make that decision. That's up to the superintendent of the state to make that decision. We can say, like I told Jogas, I said we can say whatever. As teachers, we can say whatever. We understand what our role is. We understand what we have to do. We understand we're going to have to work. Now that's a false accusation. People are not understanding. Now, like I said earlier, this is not a college. We have to teach kids. In college, you can throw work out there, and they can do it. With elementary and high school students, you're going to have to go to that building to teach. And that's what a lot of teachers are not understanding. You're going to be out there. You're an assistant worker. You're going to be in that school building. You're going to be doing virtual learning. So either or, you're gonna run into people, Dr. Smith. That's a better way to say it. We have to get on the same page with this contact, Dr. Smith. And, you know, they saying the numbers are low with the kid, but like you said, they still contract it. It may not be as bad. That's what they're saying. But if it's that serious, Dr. Smith, I say again, let's sit down, Dr. Smith. If I'm watching kids play AAU ball last weekend in major tournaments, Dr. Smith, and if the initiative, like, that's the stuff I want to see shut down, Dr. Smith. Until we shut stuff like that down, that's when you will see the school shut down. But when I see stuff like that going on and your governors let it go on, your mayors let it go on, I don't see anything changing, Dr. Smith. Like, I think we're fussing about the wrong thing. Like, stuff like that it doesn't make sense, Dr. Smith. It's a gift or gab. And like you said, we fussing about a mass mandatory mass order, and these jokers, like you said, breathing in each other's face, bumping into each other, and everything. Referees out there, no mask on, running up and down the court. So I don't know, Dr. Smith. Like, maybe, hopefully, my only hope, Dr. Smith, and I'm gonna conclude my thoughts for tonight. My only hope is that we get an antidote to slow it down, Dr. Smith. And we have to get something to slow it down. And a mask by itself will not do it. So if it's this serious, Dr. Smith, let's take an initiative like it's that serious. If it's not, let's do something else. But other than that, we need to shut it down. Like, if we concerned about the numbers, if we making mandatory masks, y'all can't play in these AAU tournaments, or y'all can't go to these workouts. Dr. Smith, you just got to imagine if you go somewhere and sit down. Dr. Smith, like you said, that's 300 kids that in Georgia that are not even on your numbers. That's 300 less, Dr. Smith. So that's all I got to say, Dr. Smith. We gotta shut it down. If it's that serious, shut it down.
Shut it down. Coach has said it, and that's what we're gonna. We're getting ready to shut this down. On my Instagram, we got about 28 seconds, and I may lose you, but we still got individuals on Facebook. But the close is out. Coach said we just had to shut it down. If it's not, we can't rechange the thinking you have and your opportunity to do things that you consider to be responsible. But we can, if you kind of take some of those things away. It will change it will give you an opportunity to kind of look at things, an opportunity to kind of be responsible if you choose to be that. We got a challenge. COVID-19 is here to stay. Make sure you follow the responsible measures that for you can be successful. All the people on Facebook as well as Instagram, we do appreciate each and every one of you. We have, as I said, Novaland Soap Work was on it, and Tracy Royale and several others who joined us as well. But on Facebook, we'll give Kim a holler, and Kim Sellers Bass. Thank you, Antoinette Robinson, my frat brother Ralph H. Harris, Yvette Smith. Thank you so much again. I'm doing this again. Pretty McFadden, thank you so much. Nicole Davidson, thank you. One of our students down there from McKenzie, thank you for checking us out. She's serving our country, and we say thank you so much, Nicole. And we just appreciate you serving our country. Thank you so much. We have also Emily Hunter, thank you so much. We have Latay Pickett joining us as well. And we also have Dana Beiser out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mellon Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and the Zumba Mamacita. Thank you so much. Mackenzie Smith, thank you. Dwayne Thigpen, Coach Thigpen, Coach with me down in Lowndes County. Thank you, Dwayne, for joining us. And Shanita Arrington Mitchell also joining us. Thank you so much. It's been awesome tonight, but we're getting a chance to wrap it up now. Again, see, this is a chance to bring you some things. And Coach Edwards, I thank him for joining us as well and sharing his thoughts. And all the co-hosts and our expert that join us from time to time, they always have an invitation to come in and join us, volunteer their time. We appreciate that. It is good. It's a blessing. But we have to be prepared. The last thing I want to say is the hashtag dealing with COVID-19 that you got to keep in mind. Hashtag responsible. That's what you have to be. Be responsible. It's hashtag responsible. Hashtag one life matter. You check out my Facebook page. Every time you get something that comes, I put in there and I let you know it's news coming at you hard and fast. One life matter. Every time I see that we need to address things, and even when we are addressing things. Thank you so much for joining us on the end on Facebook when you're checking those posts and you like it and making sure you are aware of what's going on. We're just trying to share it with you. Also, the hashtag keep on grinding. We're going to keep on grinding because God is good. He's awesome. We'll be back on Monday night with Talking Real to You. The rest of the week, we're done for the week. We normally do a Friday show. I have a conference that I'll be doing virtually. So I'll be back with you on Monday at 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, Talking Real to You, and we'll be talking some things about how politics and how education and how economy and what's going on in regards to COVID-19 and social unrest. We'll continue with that. Then the next hashtag is Communicate for Understanding. And last but not least, I want y'all to know that look over at your family members. If they're not in your presence, go to Zoom or whatever. Go by the house. Check them out if you can. We don't want to visit too much here because we know COVID is out there. COVID-19 is out there. But just tell them you love them. Tell them you just so appreciate what they have done and what they're going to do. And I just want you to just continue on believing that, you know, that we have an opportunity to make a difference. It's going to require us to do that. It's going to require us so we can have better days ahead of us dealing with COVID-19 and social unrest. You got to tell them you love them. You have to. Send a smile. Smile changes a day. Send a prayer. Because God is in charge. He's in the midst, and all of this is not by chance. He knows what's going on, and it means we have to make adjustments. Let's make adjustments. Confess your life to Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's what you ask you to do. That's what we ask you to do. God is good, and all the time, He's good. So make sure you tell someone that you love them, and I want you to know that, you know, we got some great days ahead of us, but we have to deal with today. Wear your mask, be responsible, hashtag responsible, and one life matter. Check us out, get your shirt. We will have a shirt. Just a guy who goes, just email me. That's lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com with your size. Yes, we're going to have the shipping. We will pay for the shipping, which is $5 for the shipping. We'll send you a shirt, one life matter. You got to pay for the shirt just for the shipping. But go there And I have the information on Facebook in regards to that. And we'll get the shirts out. Most likely will be next week. By the toward the end of the week, we'll get them out to you. It's been awesome tonight. I love your people. I tell you, I'm so happy and blessed. But you have an awesome weekend. Get you some rest, because I will do the same thing, even though I'm right here at the house doing my virtual conference. Starts on Thursday all the way through Saturday. So we're going to have an awesome time with my organization. We're going to work on making changes. We are adapting to our technology and the use of our major conference, which is the southern region that we're having starting on the 17th through the 19th. It's going to be great. It'll be a great opportunity to get with some of the brothers by video and by virtual opportunity. It's just it. That's what it's all about, and we understand. One day we will get a chance to be in the presence of one another face-to-face with our conference, but right now it's going to be virtual. You do the same thing. You don't have to go out and make it essential. And the bottom line is, I love you, and a thing you can do about it. Have a
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't.